You know, we'll do more Q&As. I used to love doing Q&As. We'll still do like Q&As, but the Q&As will be more geared towards mental health. We'll do, like I said, the Bible studies. We'll do episodes about mental health topics, and we're just going to have fun with it. We're going to have fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to joke. We're going to have days where you may cry, but it'll not be about my personal life. It'll be about mental health. We're going to just talk about everything. And probably I want to say, because I haven't addressed it, because I haven't talked about this yet, tomorrow's episode, I'm going to talk about COVID-19, the virus, and how it's affecting people with mental health. Because I feel like that's such a huge topic, and I haven't addressed that. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow in one of my episodes, in the episode tomorrow, we'll talk about that. Because that's such a huge thing right now, so I want to address that, talk about that a little bit. But we're going to just talk about everything. We're going to have a good time. And like I said, it's going to be more cheerful, more happy, because even if I'm feeling sad, I don't want to put that on you guys. You know, I want to be uplifted and upbeat and give you guys what I came here to do. Because I feel like I said, we've gotten so off topic. And I'm sitting here like, why am I doing this? Like, and yesterday, you know, I was talking to one of my friends, and it's like, life is so short. I don't want to put so many of my problems on other people. I don't want to feel like that's all I'm talking about, and that's all I am. Yes, I have a mental illness, but my mental illness does not have me. And even though we have these things, it doesn't have to take over our whole lives, and doesn't have to be this topic. Every time we meet somebody, we go, oh, I got a mental illness. I feel like that's what I was kind of doing. And there's nothing wrong with talking about it, but also at the same time, it's like, that's why we have platforms like podcasts and blogs and things like that to really express ourselves. But outside of all this, I just want to have like a normal, healthy life. I don't want to put all my problems on to my family and friends, because I feel like that's just too much of a burden I'm putting on them. You know, it's going to be a while before I'm back to myself, but like I said, I don't want to burden everybody with that. So it's just important for me right now to just focus on my happiness, get myself to a good place, and learn how to just cope a little bit better. And I just appreciate you guys for listening to me. I appreciate you guys for tuning into my podcast. You know, that it really is a good feeling to know that people actually listen to what you have to say, and they're tuned in and they like what you have to say. Because when I started this, I don't know when, I think I started this a year ago, I want to say, I did not know what to expect. I didn't think nobody was going to view my play. I didn't think anybody was going to play my stuff. I didn't think it was going to even get to where it is today. So thank you so much for supporting me, guys. Thank you so much for listening to my stuff, listening to my episodes, even when you probably thought, oh my God, what is going on? But thank you so, so much. I appreciate it. It doesn't go unnoticed. But like I said, let's just focus on the stuff we need to focus on. Let's enjoy it, and let's just focus on mental health and just continue to enjoy that. And I'm just going to continue to move forward in my life. I'm continue to just work on myself. That's really the goal. I'm hoping by the end of the summer I'll be back to normal, hopefully, but you never know. But that's really the goal, guys, just to be happy again and focus on what I need to focus on. And the important people in my life know who they are, and they know that, you know, I appreciate their support always. But, you know, throughout this journey, it's been a learning experience. And, you know, I will say this one last thing about my personal life, and then I'm never going to speak on it again. But there is someone special in my life, and I think I've talked about that, and I really just want to focus on how that relationship can blossom and grow. And I want to focus on like the things that make me happy, but I don't want to run on here and tell you guys everything. So with that being said, I'm just going to keep my dating life and all that off the podcast for a while, and just focus on me and that person getting to know each other and just figuring it out. Just focus on like being a good mom and stuff like that. So that's the last thing I'm saying about the last thing I will ever say about my personal life for a long time. So anyway, like I said, guys, thank you so much for the support. Thanks for tuning in. I just wanted to address this issue and talk about moving forward with you guys. So tune in for tomorrow's episode. I'll be talking about the COVID-19 crisis and how it affects mental health. Peace and love, guys. Thank you so much again. And I'm off. Hi guys, it's me, Sherelle, and I'm back. So I really want to get into a serious conversation with you guys. I don't know what everyone's going to think or what everyone's going to say, but it doesn't even matter. The point of this episode today is just because I feel like the reason I started this podcast, guys, is to help people with mental health. The reason that I was determined to talk about it and to make this podcast was because I wanted to help others like myself. I feel like lately my podcast is turning into something that I don't want it to be. I guess I'm getting too personal with my life with you guys, and I always say I want to keep it honest and raw with you guys, and I do, but I feel like I need to step back a little bit and really focus on why I made the podcast, for mental health issues, not because I want to tell all my personal business to you guys. Because I feel like lately, every time I'm upset or every time I'm emotional or crying, I come to this podcast, make an episode about something personal. But I feel like going forward, I kind of want to keep my personal life off of the podcast for a while, because I feel like I don't want this podcast to turn into something different. Like I said, it's about mental health. It's about helping others. And I feel like lately, I've been putting my mental health issues on my family, on my friends, just on people that love me. And I feel bad about it. Like, I know I have a mental illness, but I feel like it doesn't have to be talked about all the time with people around me, because it's draining not to only to me, but to them. And I need to just do a little bit better as far as, like, how I present myself. I know I've told you guys a lot, and whether you've liked it or thought it was crazy, you guys have obviously tuned in and listened to me. But respectfully, I'm just choosing to only focus on mental health from here. And I don't know when I will go back to talking about personal things, but for right now, just letting you guys know, we're going to start doing what I was doing before. We're going to do, we're just going to do mental health topics. I will have topics sometimes, like I used to do topics where we would do like a Sunday school lesson or whatever, or Bible study lesson, because that was fun to do on Sundays. And especially with everything going on, that would be really cool to go back to doing that again. So I probably will start doing those again. I also probably will just mainly just focus on mental health. We're going to talk about all kinds of mental health topics. We're going to reach people, and that's what we're going to focus on. We're not going to focus so much on Sherelle's personal life, because I feel like that just takes away from the whole point of this podcast. You know, when you make something that's geared towards one thing, you want to keep it on that one thing. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm talking about personal stuff today and next day this and that. I really want to just, especially with the pandemic going on, it's super, super important for me to stay focused on mental health, because people need me. And especially now with the career that I'm in, I need to focus more on my mental health stuff. So, but I just wanted to address that, because I've been feeling like really bad about all the things that the podcast has kind of went towards. It's like, why did I let it get this far? Why did I come running here every time I was upset or whatever? You know, I have a lot going on in my life to a certain extent. And, you know, even with all that going on, I still want to keep you guys informed. I still want to keep you guys aware. I still want to keep you guys in the know. But at the same time, like I said, it's just, we need to stay on track. We need to focus on what we came to focus on. You know, and I'm not going to say I'm never going to talk about personal stuff again. I will eventually, but when I'm healed. I'm not healed right now. I'm still trying to work on me. Still trying to be a better mom. Still trying to be a better person. Trying to be a better daughter, niece, granddaughter, whatever. And until I'm healed, I don't want to talk about too much personal things, you know, because I'm working on trying to be better. I'm trying to be happier and trying to get my life to a place where I want it to be. I mean, it's been a rough couple of months with me going through so many obstacles and ups and downs and just turnarounds, whatever you want to call it. It's been like a roller coaster of a journey, and I feel like, you know, I just want to stay on track. This episode isn't going to be that long, because I'm just addressing what I'm going to be doing within the next couple of weeks or so. So, yes, I still will be doing episodes. However, like I said, they'll just be geared towards mental health. No more personal talk for a while.